the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different objectives of supplications. We said that the great source of Islamic supplications are a big teaching program that actually seems that the infallibles are educating the people. And sometimes, specifically in the third objective we mentioned, that most of the complicated issues, like mental and philosophical issues, are dealt with in these supplications. We said, for example, the words and phrases of Imam Hussein in Arafah supplication. When Imam says, Bika araftuka. When Imam says, I have known you by you. When Imam says, Lawla ant lam adri ma ant. When Imam says, without you, I will never know what you are. This means that this is the best kind of reasoning possible. This means that Imam does not feel qualified enough in his mind to realize God. So that is why he said, I have known you by you. This in itself, at the same time that is answering one of the most sophisticated philosophical issue, and actually is a guideline for the one who wants to recognize the Almighty Allah, is at the same time praising the Almighty Allah. And it is, as we said in the previous episode as well, it is just like if you want to know God through your mind, it is just like this, to look for sun during the day by the light of the candle. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in another part of this supplication, refers to the proof of this issue. And Imam says, and uses a fascinating interpretation. Imam says, أَلِغَيْرِكَ مِنَ الظُّهُورِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ حَتَّى يَكُونَ هُوَ الْمُظْهَرُ لَكَ. Is there any other one besides you, having what you do not have so that other one would introduce you? مَتَى غِبْتَ حَتَّى نَحْتَاجَ إِلَى دَلِيلٍ يَدُلُّ عَلَيْكَ. Have you ever been absent so that we would need a guide to get to you? That is why he says, Bika araftuka. That is why we need you to know you. That is why we need to know you through you. وَمَتَى بَعُدْتَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ الْآثَارِ هِيَ الَّتِي تُوصِلُ إِلَيْكَ. Have you ever been distant so that the signs would be needed to lead to you? عَمِيَتْ عَيْنٌ لَا تَرَاكَ عَلَيْهَا رَقِيبًا. The eye, which does not see you as the observer on it, is blind.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Aleem. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. Knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this sense that the Almighty Allah is really realized by His words, by Himself, through Himself, is also reflected in the other parts of the supplications as well. For example, when Imam alayhi salam says, "Ilahi, أمرتني بالرجوع إلى الآثار." Oh my Lord, you have ordered me to refer to your signs. فأرجعني إليك بكسوة الأنوار. So you take me to you with the proof of light. وهداية الاستبصار, and the guidance of insight. حتى أرجع إليك منها كما دخلت إليك منها مصون السر عن النظر إليها. So that I shall return to you from them as I have come to you by them, preserving your secrets when seeing your signs. So this is exactly the same that the Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Will they not then consider the camels, how they are created? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. And the heavens, how it is reared aloft. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And how the mountains are firmly fixed. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُتِحَتْ. And how the earth is made. How it is made a vast expanse. So, Imam says, but I humbly beg your magnanimity without letting doubts overcome me. I turn towards you because you are the clearest and you need no reason to prove yourself. Rather, you are the reason for everything. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry and this went fixed.